Welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos. It's day 4, and today we're talking about one of the most frustrating feelings in the world. When you've done everything right, and things still fall apart. Maybe you planned carefully, prayed faithfully, worked hard, and yet the doors closed, the dream stalled, or the direction you felt so confident in suddenly feels unclear. When that happens, it's easy to wonder, did I miss God? Was all that effort wasted? But Proverbs reminds us that while we make many plans, it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. And sometimes, what feels like failure or delay is actually God's mercy. A gentle redirection or a necessary pause. He's not trying to confuse you, he's guiding you. So if your heart is heavy from unexpected detours or disappointments, this episode is for you. Let's take a breath and recenter. And let's start with a prayer. God, you see the places where my plans have unraveled, or my heart feels confused. I don't understand the delays or the detours, but I trust that you're still working. Help me to believe that your purpose is greater than my plan, and that even when I can't see the next step clearly, you are guiding me with love. Remind me that what feels like an ending might actually be the beginning of something better. Give me peace as I wait, courage as I trust, and hope that you are writing a story worth the wait. In Jesus' name, amen. Our verse for today is Proverbs 19:21. Many plans are in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord will stand. It's incredibly frustrating when you've worked hard, planned carefully, prayed faithfully, you've done all the right things, only to watch everything unravel. Maybe you poured your heart into something, only to see it slip through your fingers. Maybe you followed what felt like God's leading, but now you're standing in the middle of uncertainty, wondering if you missed something. That dream you've been holding on to feels farther away than ever, and the next step you were so sure about suddenly feels foggy and unfamiliar. It's disorienting, disappointing, and it's easy in those moments to feel like all your effort was wasted. But the truth is, God never promised the road would be straight or simple. He promised to walk it with us. Proverbs reminds us that while we may make many plans, it's God's purpose that prevails. And that's not meant to frustrate us. It's meant to free us, because his plans are better. His timing is perfect. The delays, the closed doors, the reroutes you didn't ask for, they're not the end of the story. They're part of the kingdom journey, one that's being woven together with purpose and care. What feels like failure to us may actually be God's mercy steering us in a new direction. So if your plans are falling apart, take heart. It doesn't mean you missed God. It might mean he's protecting you or preparing you. Don't let the messiness of the moment rob you of the hope that he's still working. Lean into his presence. Ask for wisdom. Trust that he's not just rewriting your story. He's perfecting it. Even when you can't see it. He's guiding every step with love. And in the end, his plan will be worth the wait. Lord, I don't always understand when things don't go the way I hoped. help me to trust your plans, even when mine fall apart. Remind me that your counsel stands forever, and that you are weaving something good out of every twist and turn. Give me patience and peace as I wait and follow your lead. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to leave you with this. Think about a plan or dream that hasn't worked out as you expected. How might God be asking you to trust him more through this? Write down one step you can take today to rest in his plan. I hope today reminded you that your disappointment isn't the end of your story. Just because your plan shifted doesn't mean God left. He is still in it. He is still moving, and he is still writing. Even when you don't understand the why, you can trust the one who sees the whole picture. If today's devotional helped you breathe a little deeper or let go a little more, share with a friend who might need it as well. You can always connect with us at our website and our Facebook group. Just type in Vehement Living and you'll find us there. You are blessed. You are loved. You are chosen. And I love you. So does God. This is Kingdom in the Chaos. See you tomorrow.